This episode was created by an Apollo Plus creator. Apollo Plus is a subscription that lets you listen to your favorite audio fiction series with no ad interruptions while supporting your favorite fiction creators. Shows on Apollo Plus have no ads, grant early access to new content, offer exclusive episodes, and behind-the-scenes clips, season supercuts, and more. And the collection of shows is always growing. 70% of the revenue goes to the creators you love and helps them make their next audio adventure possible. You can support dozens of creators with just one subscription. So join Apollo Plus today by downloading the Apollo Podcast app for iOS and Android, or by visiting apollopods.com. Now, enjoy the episode, and I'll see you on Apollo Plus.
Tech support, how can I help?
Hey, there we go. Oh, my first time in against someone.
Hello?
I am talking to someone on the internet. This is mad.
Yes, can I help you, sir?
Please, man, call me Callum. What's your name?
Lewis.
Lewis! What's the deal, man? Where are you from, originally?
Scotland.
Cowie here. So am I. I was expecting someone a bit further afield, like America, maybe? But that's all right. Where about you based? See, I'm in...
Do you need any help with your internet, mate?
Not really, Lewis. Nah, I've got everything else set up here. Seems to be working fine so far.
Because you're through to an internet tech support line. You know that, right?
Oh, right. I see. Sorry. This is my first time ever using the internet or the web or whatever you want to call it.
This is your first time ever using the internet?
Yeah.
I'm sure you've used it somewhere.
No? Well, I see my mate using it on his computer one day, so I thought I might as well give it a go too, you know?
Right. So what can I actually help you with, then?
Nothing much. I only wanted to use it for, well, I mean, I bought this new headset, just so I could talk online, you know, see who else is out there, that sort of thing.
Right, you'll want to download Skype for that.
Skype? Never heard of that. What's Skype?
Skype. It's a video call application. You've never heard of Skype?
Don't think so.
Well, just use Google to search for it and it should come up.
Google? That's a funny word.
Is this a prank?
No. Honestly, I really don't know what you're on about. How do I find a Google or a Skype or...
Do you at least have a web browser installed?
No. That is something you could help me with, actually. When I popped the install CD in earlier, it came up with Windows 98 cannot install this browser.
Windows 98?
Yeah, cannot install this browser.
Windows 98 is a very old operating system.
No, it isn't. It only came out last year.
No, it didn't. It came out in 1998.
Nah, that was last year.
Do you think it's 1999?
Do you not think it's 1999?
No, of course I don't. It's 2022.
22? 2022.
Yes, 2022, as in the year we're living in.
Whoa, are you like in the future?
Right, you're obviously someone really loopy, so I'm hanging up this call.
Hello?
What the? How are you still on the...
Hello?
Hi!
How are you still here?
I don't know, I haven't a clue how any of this stuff works.
How do you even get through to my number?
Is this what you can do in the future? Like, talk to people in the past?
No, you can't do that.
Can you call Hitler, like, talk him out of it?
No, stop talking crazy talk. I'm not from the future. Well, I am in 2022, but that's not the future.
It definitely is the future. You're in, like, Blade Runner times.
Oh, if you're really in 1999, prove it.
Prove it?
Yeah, give me something that's going on in your time. What's on TV right now?
Hold on. Simpsons.
That doesn't help. Which season?
I don't know, man. Whichever one they're on right now.
Put on the news channel. Give me the headline.
The news doesn't come on till 10.
Well, what's happening in the news right now?
I don't have a paper.
Who's Prime Minister right now?
Tony Blair.
Princess Diana, alive or dead?
Dead, man. Too soon.
It's not too soon. What mobile phone you got?
Oh, I got this brand new Sony Ericsson. It's a flip phone.
Can you smoke in pubs?
Ah. Disgusting habit. Wish they'd ban it.
Donald Trump. What's he been up to?
The business guy. Wasn't he in Home Alone 2?
Oh, you stupid son of a...
Do you have flying cars?
What?
In the future, man. Are cars flying? Can you teleport? Tell me, what's going on?
No, we can't fly. Look, stop pretending you're in the past, alright? What exactly are you hoping to gain from this?
Wait. How do I know you're not making all this shit up?
Excuse me?
Yeah. I've heard about these internet scammers. You're not getting my bank details.
You called me?
Yeah, for all I know, you're just this weird guy creeping on the web claiming that he's from the future.
I am from the future. You know what I mean.
Prove it then. What's the future like?
What do you mean, what's it like?
Like, what's it look like? What's going on outside?
The same. Normal. People are walking around and...
Aye, but what are they doing? Like, what are they using? What's on their heads? Oh, I know. All right. What's the biggest invention in the 21st century?
I don't know. The iPhone?
The phone. Aye. Nice try, buddy. We already have the phone.
No, it's like touchscreen.
Well, yes, so is mine. I touch the buttons on my phone every single day.
But it does more than that. You can order food with it, book a taxi, date online.
Oh, I can do every single one of those things on my phone right now. What kind of futuristic inventions they peddle at you people?
It's groundbreaking, all right? Trust me.
I'm going to need a bit more than they've invented the phone.
Well, I can tell you should probably start investing in a little thing called Bitcoin right now. And definitely stock up on surgical masks when 2020 hits. Don't book any flights in 2010, especially anywhere near Iceland. I don't even bother going to see the new Star Wars The Phantom Menace because it's absolute horseshit.
Oh man, I just booked my ticket. Wait, hold on, go back a minute. What happens in 2020? He said surgical masks.
It's so clear you're making all this up.
It's so clear that I'm not.
Well, as far as I'm aware, there's no super magical way to talk to someone in the past, so you're lying.
Well, no one from the future has managed to miraculously make contact with us in 1999, so you're the liar.
How did you get through to me? Talk me through it.
Well, I dialed up to the internet.
Yes, the internet. Then what?
I downloaded this chat room thing that was on the install disk.
A chat room. Right. What did you do on it?
Well, there were all these chat rooms I could go into. I clicked the first one that I'd seen because I had the same name as my building.
Your building? What was the name?
Laxley House.
Did you just say Laxley House?
Yeah, Laxley House. That's where I live.
That's where you are. Laxley House. Right now.
Yeah, I just said that.
But I'm in Laxley House.
You live in Laxley House too?
No. No one lives here. This is where I work.
You work in your house?
No, it's an office, you idiot. The whole building is offices.
No, it isn't. It's a block of flats. I've got neighbours.
It's always been offices. Ever since it was redeveloped when... Oh, shit.
What? When what?
When they knocked down the block of flats that used to be here.
They knocked down my flat? Who? Bastards, when?
Couldn't tell you. But if I was to hazard a guess, bet sometime in 1999.
Whoa.
You're seriously in 1999.
How many times do you want me to say it, man?
And you're in the Laxley House.
Yes, I'm literally in my bedroom.
Name the address to me. Go. 109 to 115.
Greenspring Road.
Govan Hill.
Glasgow.
G23.
6BF.
You're in Laxley House, right opposite the entrance to the common.
Entrance to the park? Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
The entrance with the post box right beside it and the bus stop on the left. Holy shit.
We're in the exact same place.
Yeah, the same place. 23 years apart.
The Dial-Up was written by Philip Catherwood. Performed by David Hepburn and Craig McDonald Kelly. Music is by The Steve Experiment, and artwork by AB Designs. Special thanks to Charlie Dennis and Adam Haleswalker for their continued time and effort. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at DialUpPod for more information on future episodes and our other podcasts.